It's the third day of a strike by hotel workers across the country. Organizers said they planned the strike after negotiations stalled with the big hotel chains Hyatt, Hilton, and Marriott. One of the unions representing hospitality workers, Unite Here, says pay is an issue. So is staffing to keep up with higher workloads. Rebecca LaRoque is on strike from her job as a room attendant at a Hyatt Regency in Greenwich, Connecticut.
I'm a single mom. I got two kids. I got my family in Haiti. I'm supposed to support them. Sometimes I can't pay my bills because the money is not enough. Everything's going up. Rent is high. Gas is high. Food is high. That's why I need a better wage. That's why.
It's a similar situation for Stephen Hofana in Honolulu, Hawaii, where he works as a prep cook at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. He's among at least 5,000 workers at 7 hotels in the Hawaiian capital who voted to authorize strikes.
We want to put them on notice that we really mean business. We want them to take us serious. We want them to respect us, respect our guests. So this strike is showing them that we need to move forward so we can come to a good agreement and a contract that works both ways.
And how long have you been in the hospitality industry?
I've been in the hospitality industry for a little over 20 years now.
And this work, what does it mean for you and for your family?
Well, it gives me an opportunity to maintain my lifestyle and stay in my home. I've worked in union property and non-union properties, and the difference between livable wages is very significant. With the union pay scale, I'm able to, you know, maintain and live in Hawaii because the inflation rate here is so high. The disparity between the pay scale and the rising cost is very, very significant. And then we just want the companies to take us seriously and really come forward with the intent to resolve whatever issues we need with the contract so we can come to a mutual agreement where we both can benefit.
And Stephen, right now, when you talk about a livable wage, do you have a livable wage right now to support your family? I mean, what do you need?
So we're looking for an opportunity to have a pay that not only allows us to live, but live comfortably where one job should be enough. Mm-hmm. With the rising costs here in Hawaii, many families, you know, they have to work 2 to 3 jobs, and also families share homes just so they can make it here in Hawaii. Prior to me joining a union property, I was working at least 3 jobs just to afford to live here in Hawaii. Hmm. And when I became a union member, the wages were up to par with the cost of living when I first started 8 years ago.
And now?
We feel that the pay scale does not allow us to, you know, compensate us to be able to live based on the cost of living it is today with the high inflation. Mm-hmm.
Stephen Hofana works as a prep cook at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. Thank you so much for your time, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
In a statement to NPR, a Hilton spokesperson said that the Hilton Hawaiian Village remains committed to negotiating in good faith to reach a fair and reasonable agreement that is beneficial to both workers and to the hotel.